When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday now, October the 25th. I'm Joe Neri here on the Sports Grid Network, and we are off and running on a number of sports investing fronts, including night number two of the 2023-24 NBA season. We got a little precursor last night, little taste, little appetizer. Although watching the Lakers get beat down by the Denver Nuggets, part of me thought it was a hot tub time machine. And it was 4 months ago in the Western Conference Finals there where the Denver Nuggets were doing with exactly the same team what they did to the Los Angeles Lakers in that series here. And you want to talk about sending a message last night? That is exactly what the Denver Nuggets did. Same team, same old story, same situation. Unfortunately, a new team, but same story for the Lakers, who got really outside of a couple of minutes when good old Jokic went to the bench in the fourth quarter. They were never really in that game there. So back to the drawing board in a lot of aspects for the Lakers. As far as Denver goes, if anybody had any thoughts of maybe a hangover or they were slowing down, a lot of the quotes after that game last night for the Denver Nuggets were all about how it's like we just played yesterday. It fits. And that's what happens when you have continuity in the NBA, when guys that have been there and done that played a lot of basketball last year with one another, and they look up at the future odds board, and they're not even the favorite to win the NBA title again this year. They find themselves in third place there, as you can see, with, of course, everyone's new flavor there, the Milwaukee Bucks. You go to the Boston Celtics, who are in action tonight as we welcome in our radio audience here on this Wednesday, Game Time Decisions. It's the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and we've got a full slate of NBA action here tonight. After that little appetizer last night, we got to watch the Phoenix Suns, the new look Phoenix Suns, handle business against, well, the same old with the Golden State Warriors there, minus Draymond Green here. Phoenix handled business, and who needs Bradley Beal? Would have been nice to see him in a Suns uniform, but much like the Washington Wizards learned the hard way, yeah, there's a good chance Bradley Beal's not going to be in the uniform a whole lot here, as his back issues wouldn't allow him to be able to start that game. But quite honestly, if Devin Booker is going to play the way he played last night, they don't really much need a point guard. Devin Booker will handle it there. But great wins and great starts to the season last night for Phoenix and for the champs, the Denver Nuggets. But tonight, we get to watch everyone else go at it, including the Celtics in the Garden taking on the New York Knicks. And the Knicks got a lot of continuity. Same team, same Same everything, really, for the most part under Tom Thibodeau. The Knicks have improved each year under Thibs, being led by Jalen Brunson, going up against, well, the Celtics, who have a whole lot of new faces on that team. Now, will it be a situation in which it's going to take the Celtics a little while to figure it out? Or is it just going to be give the ball to Jaylen Brown, let him do his thing here, and all will be well? Again, no Marcus Smart, no Robert Williams III. There's some interesting questions, I think, that will be answered tonight and moving forward with the Boston Celtics. But the Knicks currently getting 3.5, 4 points in this matchup, so get ready. Going to be an awful lot of fun to see what happens in this one. And don't forget, the team that Denver played in the finals, a team that I know not too far down the road from me, the Miami Heat, they too begin their season. Unfortunately for Miami, it is exactly the same old, minus Max Strut and Gabe Vincent, who went MIA for the Lakers last night. This is it. I mean, Adebayo, no real splashy moves by the Miami Heat in the offseason. Tyler Hero, you might as well enjoy him while he's healthy, because there's absolutely no guarantee he will be healthy after this game here. But Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, they're going to make do here as they open up the season at home against the upstart Detroit Pistons. Miami laying 9.5, as you can see in that one. Boy, is that a big number for the Miami Heat to open up the season. Now, if you recall last year, Miami, one of the worst ATS teams in the association. They did not much care about the regular season, and I guess we understand why, as they made a run through the Eastern Conference right to the finals. Cade Cunningham, former Oklahoma State All-World there, number one draft pick for Detroit a couple of years ago, pretty much took last year off to get healthy. He is healthy, and that is great news for the Detroit Pistons, as they're going to be getting 9.5 points here tonight in Miami. Kind of like them leaning that way. We've got Coach James Young showing up here in just about 35 minutes or so. We're going to run down the slate of games with him tonight. We also have just learned some Major League Baseball headlines after the Phillies threw up all over themselves last night in a game 7, as who would have thunk it? The Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series to represent the National League, and they get to take on the Texas Rangers. Now, I don't know about you, but if you were listening close last night, you probably heard the crying from the networks once Arizona ended up winning that game, because, I mean, let's face it, who in their right mind doesn't want to just pull up a chair and watch the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series? I mean, you don't want the Dodgers or the Phillies or any real team outside of a market in which nobody even knows they have a baseball team. But that's exactly what Major League Baseball has gotten. It's going to be the Rangers, and it is going to be the upstart young Arizona Diamondbacks, who, quite honestly, as much as we want to make fun of the Phillies, yes, the Phillies up 3-2 with every opportunity to put this series away, they ended up fumbling it away. But give credit to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who played small ball better than anybody I have seen in the playoffs thus far this year. Philadelphia became a home run or not team there down the stretch of this series, and that is ultimately what cost them. The bullpen for Arizona, phenomenal. The analytics, obviously very good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Give credit to Merrill Kelly. Give credit to the kid Falk, who is absolutely pitched out of his mind and has made himself quite a name in his rookie season in the month of October. We got much more to get into about that series coming up beginning tomorrow. We'll have George Kurtz joining us coming up next. Only one game in the NHL tonight. The Washington Capitals will hit the ice. The old Caps. We'll get Kurtz's thoughts on that as Game Time Decision rolls on here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network on this Wednesday. Joe Ranieri joined by our good friend George Kurtz here as we get ready for the World Series nobody asked for. Absolutely nobody looking for the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Although I will admit, George, market size aside here, because obviously the networks and Major League Baseball looking for a little more oomph than what we've got here, a Dodger, Yankees, Red Sox, you name it, some of the bigger market teams. But quite honestly, can I tell you, the new playoff system, we got the two best teams. These by far have been, down the stretch, the two best teams in baseball. And I want to say, not saying that they're not deserving, each one of these teams has done exactly what they needed to do in order to be able to fight for a world championship. And they did it against teams that everyone said were way better. But ultimately, that's the beauty about baseball, isn't it? You got to win the games. It doesn't matter if on paper you're better than the other teams. Everyone played 162 games, Kurtz. These are the two left standing.
Exactly. Listen, I know everyone's, I want to say disappointed, or they're not happy about the Diamondbacks getting in. Listen, they beat everybody they had to beat. They played the Dodgers, right? We didn't give them much of a chance against the Dodgers, yet they beat the Dodgers there. They were down 3-2. Remember, if not for Craig Kimbrell imploding, it was like game four, whatever it was, in Arizona. They may not even be that far, but he did. And then, come on, did anyone think they were going to beat Philly twice in Philly? I know I didn't. Maybe they squeak out one game. There's no way they're going to win both. All right, no way. And they did. So they proved they deserve to be there. I don't care if they won 84 games during the regular season. That is what it is. Anybody could have gotten in. I think, some days to work with Mark Healy. Pointed out today, he's a big Met fan. He goes, by people criticizing the Diamondbacks, he goes, Met fans, if we would have gotten in with 84 games and we'd be where we are now, we'd be celebrating like there's no tomorrow, right? No one cares how many games it takes to get in. Just win the series you have to win. They won. They take care of business. Texas has been more the roller coaster team, right? Up, down, and up again at the right time here. And they look great, right? Wow. Adolis Garcia. You think the Cardinals are like, maybe we shouldn't have released him. That might have been a mistake. What a series to come back with, getting booed. I mean, he was probably the most hated man in Houston. Yet he goes in and just crushes the ball time after time after time. It should be a fun World Series.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's going to be a great World Series. But you also got to look back and go, Philadelphia. My goodness, what a long offseason this is going to be for them here, Kurtz. Trey Turner disappears. Absolutely nowhere to be found in crunch time. Nola, you kind of had a feeling was going to implode at some start. It came at the worst time there in game six. They ran out of gas and they became a home run or no run kind of team, Kurtz. And meanwhile, Arizona's singling, walking, stealing a base, getting another base hit. Like, they're playing small ball, and Philadelphia was left hoping that somebody would hit a home run. And that doesn't last in the long run, does it?
No, not in the playoffs, not against good teams, right? Generally, good pitching shuts down the long ball, right? That sort of thing. My only question for Arizona was, what took them so long to steal bases? You know, for a team that we expected really to do this all series long, it really took them until Game 7, like they were unleashing a secret weapon, but really expected this all series long. Maybe they had to get that courage up, or whatever. They felt like they had nothing to lose here. Let's go. For Philadelphia, there are a couple of offseason questions. You mentioned one of them. Noah's a free agent. Is he coming back? You know, he might be a top starting pitching free agent out there. He's going to want some decent coin here. That's one. I wonder this. We all know the Philadelphia fans. It's going to be tough for Craig Kimbrel to come back. I wonder who they, you know, let's face it. What do we do as fans? We blame somebody. And I wonder if Philadelphia's going to blame Kimbrel for the meltdown in the game 4 or 5 in Arizona. And three will be, I think we're going to hear a lot of noise about Mike Trout. Yeah, the Philly boy, he was at the games, right? We kept seeing him dressed up at the games here. I think we're going to hear a lot of noise here that the Angels are willing to move him about him maybe going back home to Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to do something because this rain might be coming to an end there. I think they're going to be in trouble moving forward, but that's for next year. In the meantime, Houston as well, it's going to be a new era. Finally, Kurtz, I think we're getting rid of the Houston Astros. Finally. As Dusty Baker, I believe, just announced a little while ago that that's it for him. He's hanging it up. He's retiring. It's been a hell of a career, not only as a player, but as a manager. But it looks like maybe there's about to be some turnover with the Houston Astros as well.
Yeah, it's interesting what offseason they're going to have. You mentioned Baker's gone, probably a Hall of Fame if you combine everything he's done, player, manager there. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. So we'll see what happens there, who's going to take over that team. It's a little strange there. They got rid of the GM, even though they were successful, because he wasn't getting along with the owner and Crane and all that. So we'll see how they're going to do there. This is still a good team. I don't think they're done. I don't. You know, let's face it, there's a million teams that make the playoffs. Maybe they won't win the division, but... You know, how much better will Texas be than them? You know, is DeGrom going to pitch next year? What's going to happen? Scherzer, he's there, but I don't know whether he's any all that good anymore. Seattle's up and coming. Okay, I don't think Oakland or the Angels are going to put up much of a fight. So I think the Astros will still make noise, but they may not be that team anymore. I guess I'm the first person to admit they're probably the team I hate most in baseball. I'm a Yankee fan. You can go figure out why there. Yeah. All right, I would be thrilled to shovel dirt on this team. But I don't think we're quite there yet. They may not be the team, the great team they used to be, but this is still going to be a team that you're not going to be thrilled to go and play the Houston Astros. They may not have that true ace. Valdez, I don't know what happened to him, Joe. He wasn't the same pitcher after the no-hitter. He just wasn't that same guy. And it wasn't like he threw 140 pitches for that no-hitter, but he wasn't the same guy anymore. Yep. So, Valdez, Verlander, Javier, Urquidy, that's the McCullers. I think I'm missing somebody as well here. That starting staff is still good. They can hit. They'll still be a threat.
So we've got Gallen versus Eovaldi. It's been announced. Those will be your starters. Game 1, Friday, Globe Life Field here. These two teams match up. It's interesting here. I kind of don't know which way to go here, Kurtz. I really don't. I think Texas is maybe overpriced here, a little bit overvalued, because nobody thought Arizona would be here. There were a lot of people who thought Texas would be here. Who are you giving the initial edge to? Who are you looking at in this?
I'm going to go Texas, all right? But Arizona, every time we go against this team, they find a way to win. Right, so I don't feel great about this. I think Texas, sort of the better team here, better overall team, maybe a little deeper in the starting staff. The bullpen actually might go towards Arizona, but it's close. Hitting-wise, though, I don't think the hitting will disappear for Texas like it did for Philadelphia. You know, so I think Texas will hit. I think they may be more strutting. You know, Garcia, Corey Seager, all the young players, there, Semien, Young. These guys are all good team here. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it'll be Texas in 4 or 5. I think it's going to go – I'm going to go Texas in 6.
I got to tell you, look at that. Marte has been phenomenal for him. Corbin Carroll also tremendous here. I don't know which to give the pitching staff. The way that Arizona has pitched, I give the edge in the bullpen – to Arizona, as crazy as that may sound, Kurtz, am I right or wrong with that?
I would agree. I would give the edge to Arizona. I don't think either bullpens are locked down, but they both pitch better than we thought they would. Right? It's just amazing. All of a sudden, Sewell, it looks like he's a lockdown number one closer here. And who saw that coming?
Yep. AARP game of the night. Capitals taking on New Jersey. Who wins this game here tonight, Kurt?
You already said it before the end of last segment. The Capitals are old and slow. Old and slow. This is Devils all day, everybody. It's all about the Devils here. Ovechkin, by the way, his velocity on the slap shot down 10 miles an hour. His skating speed down about 3 miles. Old. Very old team, Devils.
Get your Metamucil ready there, Capitals. George Kurtz, always a pleasure to see you here, my friend. NHL One Game, we're coming back. More Game Time Decisions next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are back here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network on this Wednesday, and we got a little something for everyone here tonight. We just talked, of course, one NHL game, a slew of NBA action. We've got to hold off a couple of days until we can get the World Series going, but we do have a couple of college football games set here for tonight with a couple of teams absolutely nobody has ever heard of. But that's okay, because our next guest, Mr. Chris Thurston, CT Betts in the house. If there's anybody who knows college football, it is Chris. And he has been delivering nothing but winners on the show with us. And he's looking to keep that streak rolling. As Chris, I love this game you talked about here that you're going to break down for us involving OU, Oklahoma. Boy, oh boy, this is an interesting team. Almost got upended by UCF there. So what happens now when they take on Kansas this week?
Yeah, Joe, a little bit of a scare for the Sooners there last week, but they ended up holding on there and getting the win. And UCF played tough. They led a lot of the game. Jayhawks now, they're coming off the bye after their latest loss to your Oklahoma State Cowboys there on the 14th. I wanted to really like the Jayhawks in this one, Joe, especially off the bye, but I'm just not seeing it. I think OU is going to be way too much for old Lance's group to handle here. OU over 9 wins was a huge bet for me this year, and I expect them to get number 8 this weekend. They haven't lost a game, Joe, to Kansas since 1997. That's right, 1997. They're on an 18-game winning streak against Kansas, and the Sooners have won all of those by double digits, and I don't see that changing this weekend. The trigger man, Dylan Gabriel, he's been magnificent this year, and I'm just not sure how the Jayhawks will be able to slow Gabriel down and the Sooners passing game. I think they're going to be in for a world of trouble. The OU defense started off really strong, right? They haven't really looked themselves the last few weeks, but I expect them to figure it out. They're still 13th in the nation in scoring defense. KU is going to be without starting Triggerman Daniels again. Bean has been decent, but this team is way more electric with Daniels on their center. So I think Sooners will get the win and the cover here, Joe. So I played on OU -9.5, and I'm okay with -10 as well.
Oh, I love it. All right, looking for the Sooners to bounce back. I think it was a good wake-up call. Hated the spot for him last week against UCF anyway, and plus Gus Malzahn. That's all he does is come so close and ruins everyone's dreams that bet with him. All right, now I got a, you know, week off here. Baylor, your Baylor Bears, and for those new to the show, Chris loves his Baylor Bears. He's a grad. He knows the Big 12 in this team better than anybody, and it's been, needless to say, a rough season here, Chris, for the Baylor Bears, but they're taking on Iowa State at home, and I do believe a birdie told me you're going to be in attendance at this game, and they're a dog. What's going on here, CT?
Yeah, homecoming weekend, Joe, so I'll be in the house, and I gotta say, you know, with all the problems that the Cyclones had prior to the season, with the gambling, the suspensions, I want to give them credit here. They've been a lot better than I anticipated and everybody else anticipated as well. Much thanks to the head coach, Matt Campbell, being able to adjust. And the backup quarterback, Rocco Brecht, he's become the starter, and he's done a really good job here. Right? He's really grinded it out, and you could tell he's getting a lot more comfortable game after game. And that is a little scary here. Baylor clearly needed their starting trigger man, Blake Shapen, back in order to compete and win some games. He's their leader, and it's shown the last few games. You know, he threw for 315 last week and a TD, not to mention he ran one in with his legs. This kid is really tough as well. He hasn't thrown a pick since being back from his injury either. Joe, Coach Dave Aranda said this matchup is exactly what the Bears need, that they're going to have to run the ball and stop the ball and stop the run to win this game. They're going to have to do a lot of grown-up things, is the way he put it. Running the ball is going to be the swing area and probably the difference in this matchup. And the Bears have a lot better running backs here than the Cyclones. And Beck, the trigger man for Iowa State, I'm not ready to say that he's exactly a game changer at this position yet. Yeah, you know, he's been manageable and they've won some games, but he has one game with over 240 passing yards, four games completing under 61% of his passes. Long way to go here, Joe, to get to Brock Purdy levels back when Brock Purdy was there. Shapen is an absolute game changer. We saw it a few weeks ago in the comeback win over UCF. Homecoming win for the Bears on Saturday is coming, Joe. Play on the dogs here, the home dogs. Baylor plus 2.5, and don't be surprised to see them win this game either.
Ooh, all right, little home dog action there with the Baylor Bears coming up this weekend. It's certainly setting up to be a pretty good spot for them, CT. But we'll switch to the NFL because, boy, oh, boy, what do we do with the Tampa Bay Bucs who can't score? And what do we do here on this Thursday night game with the Buffalo Bills who can't hold on to the ball, apparently? I believe 9 turnovers now in this losing streak for the Buffalo Bills. So we've got a total of 42.5, and this number keeps rising, 8.5. Are we laying 8.5 with Buffalo at home, or the Bucs decide to look here?
This is an ugly one, Joe, and I don't know if a lot of people are going to like this, but I'm grabbing the points here. And, Joe, I was at the Patriots game versus the Bills this past weekend, and I'm going to tell you something right now, Joe. The Bills are in some big, big-time trouble. Josh Allen, he's clearly hurt. He's playing through a really, really bad shoulder injury, and it's really obvious. Some of the balls he threw at that game, man, it was not Josh Allen-like. And it's causing the Bills to lose games that they shouldn't. Not to mention, like you just said, Joe, they can't stop turning the ball over. 9 to be exact, not including the fumble that Josh Allen had as well. And the Bills' defense, it's an absolute wreck right now. And that's concerning if you're a Bills backer. They couldn't stop Mac Jones, who had to drive down the whole field with less than 2 minutes to hold on and win. Joe, there was no one left in the stadium to see that comeback win by the Patriots. Everybody had already left. No one could imagine that Mac Jones would have done that. You know, they throw that flag and then they pick it up. That's a whole nother story. We won't even get into that. But this team, the Bills, they rely on great middle of the field defense, and they are banged up on defense. Their best cornerback, mess middle of the field defender, and two of their best defensive linemen down. Like, Buffalo only sacked Mac Jones once. They forced one turnover, and they let Mac Jones throw for 272 yards. Not something we're used to seeing from Mac Jones. No Matt Milano, no Trey White is a serious problem for this Buffalo team, and their running game hasn't exactly been ideal right now, which should be a pretty big advantage for the Bucs. With Bowles, who's a very defensive-minded coach, and there's still something really, really off with Josh Allen and Diggs, Joe. The connection is just not there. They're not on the same page. They're usually sitting next to each other, Joe, on the sidelines. I was right there. Didn't see them talking much. I think there's a lot of problems that we don't really know with this Bills team. Bucks coming off 2 straight losses. The team's with really good defense. I think they're going to be able to put some points up on the board versus banged up Bills defense. So I played on the Bucs here. I'm grabbing the points plus 8.5, and I expect them to stay within the number on this ugly Thursday night football games.
Oh, it is ugly, and I'm kind of with it because I do think you're also not seeing Josh Allen run the ball at all anymore, which leads me to believe that that shoulder injury is way worse than they're letting on to, because looks like he's not interested in getting hit at all. Now, I'm wondering here, because you're in, obviously, New England there. You're on the New England radio stations there, sports radio. What are they saying about New England and this game against Miami? Are they, do they think maybe Bill O'Brien's finally getting through to Mac? Do they think that the Patriots may have figured some things out here? Or are they thinking this is going to be a blowout against Miami this week?
Well, Joe, the fans that call in to the station I work for, 98.5 The Sports Hub, they're delusional, right? They want to crucify Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick, and Mac Jones the week before, and now they're calling in on Monday morning and Tuesday morning saying, oh, wow, this team's got a shot to be 500. Maybe they can make the playoffs. They're all over the place, Joe. But I can tell you what I saw while I was at the game this past Sunday. There was a lot of good things that happened for the New England Patriots, and they got a lot of right things going for them right now. And they saw Mac Jones let loose a little bit and not be afraid to throw the ball. And that was, even though with that flag should have been called back, that holding penalty, Joe, that was really, really gritty performance by Mac Jones there. It took a lot of guts because, in my opinion, the Patriots have ruined this kid over the past few years. So I do think that they have a shot to stay within the number. I heard that the Dolphins are a little banged up themselves. I heard Tyreek Hill didn't practice. That is a little normal for him. He usually doesn't practice on Wednesdays, but I heard it might be a little more serious than people think. Their secondary is very banged up. Still no Xavier Howard, the Baylor star. He's going to be out. No Jalen Ramsey. So might be a little opportunity here for the New England Patriots to, I'm not going to come out here and say they're going to win this game, but I won't be surprised if they stay within this number, Joe. I think it opened up at 10.5, ticked down to 9.5 here. Not a bad idea to grab those points.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, especially since New England, all they can do is beat the AFC East. Anyway, they can't really beat anybody else. There is CT Betts' best bet. Chris, best of luck with the plays here this week. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Wednesday. It's the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, joined by the coach, James Young, which means one thing here, folks. We got hoops and plenty of it here tonight. We got a little appetizer last night, coach. I said in the beginning of the show here, I felt it was kind of hot tub time machine-ish because you turn on that Laker-Denver game, and I could have sworn I just saw that 4 months ago in the Western Conference Finals there. It certainly looked very familiar there. Jokic goes to the bench, then he comes back in, and they blow him out, which is kind of exactly what happened. But we got a whole slew of new games here tonight. Here, our first crack at a whole lot of new-look teams like the Boston Celtics. A lot of splashy moves in the offseason. Can you believe it? The Knicks? Maybe the continuity on the Knicks. I got more faces that we know, coach. And I can't remember the last time I've said that, where the Knicks are one of the more stable teams this season. Who do you like against the Celtics, Knicks or Boston?
It's amazing, right, Joe? The Knicks, for the first time, since the late 90s, you could call them a somewhat stable organization. This is going to be a tough one, Joe. I didn't play a side because I really think this is going to be a barn burner. To me, if I lean anything, I maybe lean under in this game. I think these teams will get after it. On the prop side, I really love what I saw out of Mitchell Robinson this preseason, particularly his last game. I think it's 12 points, 12 rebounds, or 12 or 14 or something like that, versus Washington. And I just look at the Boston Celtics. Their Achilles heel in this trade that they made is their front line and their rebounding. You know, Porzingis doesn't like to mix it up too much. And I always keep saying this all day on the network, you know what's always undefeated? And that's Father Time. And at some point, it's going to catch up to a guy like Al Horford. Out of anything I like, I love Mitchell Robinson to go over 8.5 rebounds tonight in this matchup. And if I lean any way, I'm probably going to lean the under.
So, got to ask you here, you know, my Miami Heat, I'm kind of conflicted here. Big Cade Cunningham fan, Oklahoma State number one pick. You know that there, coach. But the problem is he's back. He's finally healthy, and he's taking on the Miami Heat here. The Heat, almost a double-digit favorite. Yeah, unfortunately, the Heat look pretty much exactly the same as they did a year ago, minus Gabe Vincent and Max Strus here. But no Josh Richardson, no Highsmith, and a healthy Cade Cunningham. You said you liked Detroit this season. Do you like them enough to take the 9.5 points in this one?
I actually do like them taking the points. I just think this is a team that's going to be really, really good. Folks, I'm going to tell you this. Cade Cunningham will be marching on that top 20 NBA player by the end of the year. With Cade, it's been one thing, injuries. That's all it's been. It's not been talent. I do like Monty Williams. Remember, folks, last two times Monty Williams has been a head coach, he's had a young guard. First one was Chris Paul. The second one was Devin Booker. And he's done wonders for both of their careers young. I think Detroit is one of those teams I like going over. They're a team I really want to watch. I think they could sneak into the play-in tournament. But in regards to props, two props I love, and I'm going with two of the younger guys, maybe the two youngest guys on the roster. Ausar Thompson over 5.5 rebounds. This kid is like a Swiss Army knife. Consider if you ever watched him over the last year, which it's hard to because he didn't go to college, think of him as like maybe like a Scotty Barnes. Kind of like a Swiss Army knife, kind of does a little bit of everything. Rebounds the ball really well. And Jalen Duren is going to have a really good year. They've decided Wiseman, Bagley, y'all go to the bench. Y'all fight it out. We're playing Jalen Duren. It's a lot of juice. Jalen Duren to get a block. Go ahead and take a look at that tonight.
So I'm seeing a lot of movement in the total with the new look Houston Rockets. Totally, you know, Ndoka now. You know they're going to play some defense. We've seen the total dropping in this one all day. A lot of people very high on Orlando with good reason here, coach. So what does Ndoka do with Fred VanVleet and company here? Do they handle business on the road?
I think they do. Give me the Houston Rockets plus the points. And it's one of these things, folks, when you start looking at Houston, right, the one thing that's sneaky about them, I want people to really think about it, because they even made that, they got rid of Kevin Porter Jr., right, with all of his issues that we don't need to get into on this network. And then they turn around and they get someone like James Robinson, they had a pretty good career with Oklahoma City, and they cut him. But think about this really quick, folks. Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Jabari Smith, who was fantastic in summer league, Alperen Şengün. And then you bring Amen Thompson, Reggie Bullock, Tari Eason, Jock Landale, Aaron Holiday, and of course the rookie out of Villanova, Cam Whitmore. You know what they got? They got depth. They got young depth, athletic depth. And I really like this Houston Rockets team. Another team I think that goes over. Give me the Rockets plus the points in Magic City tonight.
All right, here's one I love, coach. See if you're on the same page with me here. Memphis is about as thin as it gets right now. It's bad enough they have to deal with you know what, but now they lost Steven Adams, we learned recently, so he is gone. Morant is serving the suspension. They're not going to see him for a little while. Brandon Clark recovering from the Achilles, and yet for the first time, and I can't remember when, I get CJ, I get Brandon Ingram, and I get Zion on the floor together in New Orleans at a pick 'em. What am I missing here, coach? Why are we not betting New Orleans in this game?
You know what the funny thing is, Joe? There's two lines today that I was like, I don't get it. This is one, and the other one is Sacramento at Utah. Like, I'm like, are people like hurt that I don't know about? And this is what happens. Early on in the year, and Joe knows this, sometimes the books don't know how to book games. and they just kind of go off of tradition and what they think. Listen, you're right. No Ja Morant. Brandon Clark's just working his way back. No Steven Adams. And when you start talking about, oh, well, they were great without Ja Morant. Well, that kid is the point guard now in Washington, and that's Tyus Jones. And now you got a New Orleans team who I thought I loved last year, and they just flopped, partially because of Zion. Now, as long as Zion can stay away from the actresses and the Popeyes, we could be cooking with grease. And I don't want him cooking to eat. I want him to cook so he can go to the basket. I absolutely love this New Orleans Pelicans team. I think they go into Memphis. And when they play that song, whoop that trick, whoop that. Memphis going to get whooped tonight. Give me the New Orleans Pelicans, fly Pelican on the money line at Memphis.
I love it. All right. I love when Coach and I are on the same page. I'll throw another one at you here, Coach. The Minnesota Timberwolves. I don't know what kind of season they're going to have, but what I'm fairly confident is they are going to prevent teams from scoring. They are going to be an elite defensive team here with what they got going. Now, I don't know if you're high on Toronto, but I don't think this is going to be one of the more offensive juggernaut teams here in the association. The number has been crashing, and I get it. I just feel like any team Minnesota plays that is offensively challenged, they're probably scoring less than that.
You're absolutely right. And then if you look at a team like Toronto, you know, first-year coach, first game, Radakovich, no Fred VanVleet. You know, they didn't replace him. Yes, Dennis Schroeder was excellent. I got to give him credit. He was really good in the FIBA World Cup playing for Germany. But I just look at Minnesota, and I'm like, you know, there's four teams, Joe. There's four teams I'm really high on that to take the next step. And we've already talked about two of them already. Detroit, Indiana, OKC, Minnesota. I am big on this Minnesota team. I will say that Anthony Edwards will be a top 10 player in the NBA by the end of the year. Yes, Kevin Walsh, he thinks he's a top 10 player now. I wouldn't argue with him, you know, but definitely top 15. And Edwards will be great. I love this team in Minnesota. And this was probably the third line I'm saying to myself, like, shouldn't Minnesota just roll them? Like, if you look at an offensively challenged team without VanVleet now, new coach, you know, let's be honest, Minnesota's got to take that next step. Doesn't it seem like a game where Minnesota walks in there, wins by like 10 to 12 points? That's what I think. Give me Minnesota on the money line and give me Anthony Edwards over 3.5 assists. I think Ant is going to spray the ball around a little bit.
I'm with you 100% there. And by the way, in Kevin Walsh's defense, he also was on the Lakers last night. So two with that as you might. Let's move on to that Utah. Well, that's, you know, that tells you everything you need to know about Kevin Walsh there. Talk to me here now. We've got a couple of games coming up, but one of the totals that stuck out to me was Washington against those Indiana Pacers, who the market loves. I love. I don't know how anybody's going to stop them in transition, Coach. They're ridiculous. And now this total hovering around 235 for game one, which is kind of laughable. I can't even imagine taking the under in this game.
Oh, no. Hell no, you ain't taking the under in this game. Listen, you got two teams that don't even want to spell defense, let alone play it. The over is the absolute play. And obviously, one of my favorite props. We talked about it, K-Dub and I, last night. Pool party. I told Cartwright before, give me some Johnson & Johnson baby oil. I'm going swimming in the pool party tonight. I like Jordan Poole over 3.5 three-pointers made. I like the over. I like the Pacers. And think about this. You said fast-paced, up and down. Mm-hmm. Who's going to benefit the most out of this? Obi Toppin. 10.5 points. Yeah. He goes over. Halliburton leads the NBA in assists. Obi Toppin will get 6 points. Folks, ready for this? On leakouts and alley-oops. He may get 10 by it. He just got to hit a free throw. I love the over. Love pull over 3.5 made threes. Love Obi Toppin over 10.5 points.
I love it here, Coach, because we got a couple more games we're going to run through. Stay with us, hang out with us here through the top. But I do want to get your thoughts quickly on Webayama's opening game here in the association night, taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Boy, there are a lot of people running to the window in the prop market, just betting anything and everything they can on this kid. It's going to take him a little while, Coach. Is it not? He's just not going to come in here and dominate, right?
I don't know. 24.5 points for three rebounds seems a pretty – that's a, Joe, man, that seems pretty enticing to me that my big Frenchie can get it done. I like him to go over his points and rebounds prop. You got to chop around. Here's, listen, every book has got some kind of Webayama boost. But the one that I saw earlier, I want to say, I think it's FanDuel. And it was like 25 plus for Luka, 2 plus blocks. Oh, FanDuel, FanDuel and 2 plus blocks for Webayama. Hello? Well, he may get that in the first 2 minutes of the game. And you know Luka, he going to put on a show. No one's talking about Luka right now. Luka puts on a show. Run the FanDuel, get that odds boost.
Love it. Love his turnover prop, too, because he's going to do that a lot. All right, don't go anywhere, Coach. Game time decision. Be back. We'll wrap it up next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in as we wrap up this hour of Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside the Coach James Young. We are about 10 minutes away from opening tip and a handful of games, including the Celtics and the Knicks, Pacers, Wizards, as well as Hawks and the Hornets. But I want to go to one of the later games, Coach, before we get you out of here, and talk to me about this Clippers team and this new look, new era Portland Trailblazers team here. I'm seeing nines right now, which is kind of crazy here. But the Clippers, I'm not sure. Is this one of those rest nights for Kawhi, Coach? I'm not sure. Is Paul George playing? Yeah, I just feel like we always have to ask that question when we want to bet the Clippers.
Isn't it amazing? It's like the first game of the season. We're already asking about these two. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Joe. I'll give you one better. Are these two even going to be on the Clippers at the end of the year? Because they both can opt out. I feel like this can blow up as well. And Tyronn Lue, I think, is sitting there saying to himself, I could opt out too. And I can go get me a big job somewhere else, because I think Tyronn Lue is one of the top five coaches in the NBA. But when you look at this game tonight, you know, I have a hard time laying the points on an opening night. What I would look for is if anything, maybe look at the team props and look for a team that's young and experienced, giving up a lot of points. I would look at the Clippers going over 117.5 points tonight versus a young team in Portland, which probably will make a lot of mistakes on the defensive end of the floor.
Yes, they'll be exciting, but you're right. They won't get any stops when they need to, and welcome to the association. And there you got it. We'll take a look one more time at the coach's plays here tonight. For those of you just joining us, I would encourage you guys to hop on board there. Rockets getting it done here tonight. Mr. Poole, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Dern, and Mr. Jaren Jackson Jr. And he is Mr. Coach James Young here. Always a pleasure, Coach. We'll see you again soon. Enjoy the games. Game Time Decisions back again after this.